I was an initiation.
第二个就是我们讲的主动。
Which means a willingness.
就是讲到我们的有心愿愿意。
And we talk about Matthew chapter 25.
我们讲到马太二十五章。
How today, by our aggressiveness and willingness, we can inherit the Lord's possession.
我们知道今天我们借着合适的进取，有合适的乐意，心甘情愿的那得着主的奖赏。
And so what the Lord wants today is free will offering.
今天我们主所需要的是甘心乐意的奉献。
You know, in Psalm 110,
在诗篇一百一十篇里面，
it says, in the days of your warfare,
他说在你征战的日子，
your people have consecration as their splendor.
你的子民以奉献为彩饰。
And they offer willingly to you. That word is free will offering.
他们那地方讲到甘心乐意的奉献就是甘心祭。
Look up your footnote. It says there that word means free will offering.
你如果去查你的注解的话，那地方就讲到甘心祭的奉献。
So our free will offering, which is our consecration.
我们的甘心祭就是我们心甘情愿的把自己交给主。
It's a splendor to the Lord.
对主来说是彩饰一样。
And it is in the days of warfare.
这是在他征战的日子。
That we give ourselves.
我们把我们自己交给我们的主。
Then in the last meeting.
在上一堂聚会里面。
We talk about what is really the vital group.
我们交通到什么是真正的活力牌。
And the real vitalization.
什么是真正的有活力。
Is in building up the proper relationship with the triune God.
是一借着我们和三一神建立合适的关系。
And then have a vital relationship with other believers.
也能够和其他的信徒和朋友建立合适的关系。
So tonight we're on the second I.
今天晚上我们来到第二个 I.
And that is on intensification.
这今天晚上这个 I 就是加强。
All right, so before I came here,
我来到这地方以前，
the brother said, oh, the young people here needs ownership.
我的弟兄们给我讲到说，这地方的青年人需要对召会有拥有感。
They have been treated like kids.
他们这么多年都像被像孩子一样被对待。
Grew up in the church life.
他们在召会生活里面长大。
And grew up in the children's meeting.
在我们的儿童聚会里长大。
They need to know that the world has changed.
他们需要知道这个世代在变化。
And the generation has changed.
整个一代一代都已经变了。
So we need to get them to take up ownership of the church.
我们需要他们对召会有拥有感。
So young people, tonight I'm going to give you ownership.
所以青年人今天晚上我要让你们对召会有一种拥有感。
I'm going to take you not just into the deacon office, more than that.
我不仅是把你们带到执事室去，但是我要给你们更多。
I'm not only going to take you to the elder's office, that's more than that.
我也不是只把你们送到长老室，而且更比这个更多。
I'm going to take you to the Lord's boardroom.
我要把你们带到主的这个执行办公室去。
I'm going to have you to participate in the Lord's board meeting tonight. But who is the Lord?
谁是我们的主?
The Lord is the President of the universe.
我们的主就是宇宙的总统。
And so, you're the apprentice now, come on.
你现在今天是学徒的，是徒弟，来吧。
Come on into the President of the universe boardroom.
我们来到我们宇宙的总统的这个理事办公室。
And participate in the board meeting.
能够在他的理事会里面有参与。
And this board meeting is not about your little dog or your little cat.
这个理事会不是关于你的小狗小猫的事。
It's about the whole universe.
是关于整个宇宙的事情。
And in particular about the Lord's move on earth today.
特别是关于主今天在地上的行动。
So we're talking about intensification.
我们今天讲到交通的加强时期。
And you know in the New Testament,
在新约里面,
there's three stages.
基督丰满只是有三个时期。
So in this first stage is the stage of incarnation.
第一个时期就是成肉体的时期。
That's when the Lord comes back, came the first time.
这就是我们的主第一次的来。
Then the Lord moved on and it's in the age of inclusion.
当主再往前走，死而复活以后就进到总括的时期。
And then the church degraded very fast, and then the New Testament moved into the third stage.
教会很快的堕落，整个新约就进到第三个时期。
And this third stage,
第三个时期
is the stage of intensification.
就是加强的时期。
Now I want to speak for an hour.
我大约就需要讲一个小时。
And I hope in this 1 hour.
我盼望在这一个小时里面
I can convince you that this is the age of intensification.
我盼望能够说服你，你是在一个加强的时期里面。
And so you know what age you're in.
你要知道你处在什么一个时代。
So after you walk out of the boardroom,
当你从这个办公室里出来的时候
you know how you should live.
你要知道你该如何生活。
Okay, now I don't have time to prepare for an English PowerPoint and a Chinese PowerPoint.
我没有机会把这个英文中文的 PPT 一块分开。
So tonight the PowerPoint is all combined, mixed up.
啊，今天晚上所有的 PPT 是一锅粥。
And for those who can only read one language, bear with me.
你如果只懂一种语言，就忍耐着一点。
Okay, so in 1981.
The coming 30 years.
Okay, in 1981. Brother Lee, he saw the world was changing.
李弟兄看见整个世界局势在变化。
And it was changing fast.
变化得非常的快。
And I tell you, Brother Lee, he is a very fine man.
你要知道，我们的李弟兄是一个非常细腻的人。
But there is no person who knows the world situation as much as Brother Lee.
我实在告诉你们，世界上很少有人像李弟兄一样那样的认识世界局势。
He reads the newspaper.
他也读报纸。
But he reads it from God's perspective.
但是他的读是从神，是从属天神的角度眼光来读的。
And I can tell you what Brother Lee said when he first came to this country in 1962.
我可以告诉你，他刚1962年李弟兄来到美国的时候，他说了什么
？He gave 3 predictions.
他有三个预言。
And all 3 predictions will fulfill in the next 30 years.
啊，他那1962年所有的那个预测，30年之内都应验了。
Brother Lee said, "I'm not a prophet."
他说我不是一个这个说预言的人。
But I just want to touch the Lord's heart.
但是我确实想摸到主的心思。
And so in 1981年
的时候
，he saw that the world is changing, and so he released a series of messages.
所以1981年他看见世界局势的变化，他释放了一系列的信息。
It's called the world situation and God's move.
那一系列的信息讲到世界局势与主的行动。
Then in 1991,
1991年的时候。
He realized what he said in 1981 was outdated.
他意识到八一年所说的已经过时了。
Because the world situation has changed.
1991年的变化已经又有更往前了。
And God has moved on.
主已经更往前。
So he released another series of messages.
他又讲了一系列的信息。
And in those messages, he said it needs an update.
他在那些信息里面说，世界局势这些意象需要再更新。
And we need to know about the world situation and our present direction.
啊，他说到我们需要认识世界局势和主今日的行动。
In other words, he said, "What I said 10 years ago was all right, but it needs an update."
他说，他是意思是10年前讲的是可以是不错的，但是今天需要更新。
So in the next frame,
下一个。
It's the opening introductory word of Brother Lee.
这是李弟兄在那些信息里面他开头的话。
And it has these 3 phrases.
这地方有三个词组。
The ultimate situation.
的终极的局面。
The ultimate move.
终极的行动。
And our ultimate responsibility.
和我们终极的责任。
And he said that.In the present, under the present situation of the world,
在世界这个现这个终极的局势下
we must bear the ultimate responsibility of the ultimate recovery of the Lord.
为了主终极的恢复，我们必须担负终极的责任。
So he has a sense that this is the ultimate age.
他有一个感觉，这是终极的作为。
Then he said, we need to reconsider.
他说我们需要重新考量。
What is the Lord doing today?
今天，现今，主在做什么？
His move in his recovery today.
他今天主今日在他恢复中的行动。
And we need a suitable direction.
我们需要一个合适、一个适当的方向。
To match the world situation in its recent changes.
来配合世界局势最近的改变和往前。
So all those who could read Chinese, you know what I'm saying.
能读中文的，你知道。
I'm just translating those words of Brother Lee.
他就把那些翻译出来了。
So then he had this series of messages.
他释放了这一系列的信息。
And basically he was analyzing the world situation.
基本上呢就是在分析世界整个局势。
And how that is related to God's move.
这个是和主的行动有什么关系？
Well, a few weeks ago,
几周以前。
Because the whole situation in the world is moving so fast.
整个世界局势都在瞬息万变的往前。
So I had a special session with the trainees.
我和这个全世界训练的学员们有一个特别的交通。
And in that special situation, I pointed out five things.
在那个特别交通里面，我指出五个方面。
The first thing is,
第一
，that God's move is always a man's move.
神的行动总是和人的行动在一起的。
God's history follow man's history.
神的历史是紧紧和人的历史相连的。
And so you have to always realize what the world, where is the world heading?
你要一直意识到世界在朝什么方向走。
And then in this understanding of the situation of the world,
在我们理解明白这世界局势往世界局势的时候，
you sense God's move.
你可以感觉到神的行动。
So, Brother Lee had that series of messages.
李弟兄在那些信息里面。
Then he analyzed the situation in Asia.
他分析亚洲的形势。
In America.
美国的局势。
In Europe.
欧洲的形势。
And in the Middle East.
中东的变动。
And I was reading those messages a couple of years ago.
两三年前，我在重新再读这些信息。
And I asked myself.
我在问我自己。
I said, if Brother Lee is still alive.
如果李弟兄今天还在世的话。
Would he release a series two, series three?
他会不会再释放第三套的这类的信息
？To say another word about the present move of the Lord.
来讲主今天应该有的行动。
I believe he would.
我相信他应该会。
Because He is always up to date with the Lord's move.
因为他一直在更新主今天的行动。
Now, before I talk about the world situation,
在我讲世界局势以前
，and I believe you all of you know.
我相信你们大家都知道。
That the world is changing very, very fast.
你知道这个世界真今天真是不仅是更日新月异，更是瞬息万变。
So I want to talk to the younger generations.
我特别想和年轻的一代交通。
I don't believe the Lord will keep me for another 30 years.
我不相信主会让我再活三十年。
But in the next 30 years,
在要来的三十年里面
，that will be your world.
这个世界应该是属于你们的。
And how you live in this world?
你如何在这世界上生活
？That's very important.
这是非常重要的。
And that's why I have the burden to share with you.
这也就是为什么有负担要给你交通这一切。
For the next generation.
特别为了下一代来交通。
What you should do to cooperate with the Lord's move.
你应该如何做来配合主的行动
？Okay, so I go back to this New Testament.
我回到新约。
It talks about the age of incarnation.
它讲到成肉体时期。
At the first stage.
那是第一个时期。
Then the age of inclusion, that's the second stage.
总括时期，第二个时期。
And in the age of incarnation, it's initiation.
在这个成肉体时期，只是一个开始。
And in the age of inclusion, it's the age of development.
整个在总括时期是一个发展的过程。
Then we come to the third stage.
我们来到第三个时期。
The church has become degraded.
教会堕落了。
And We enter into the age of revelation.
我们来到启示录的时代。
And in the age of revelation,
在启示录的时代里，
there is nothing new.
没有什么新的东西。
Everything was released in the gospels and the epistles.
所有的一切都已在福音书和书信里面都释放了。
There was the Spirit.
有那灵。
And it was there already.
那个灵已经在那儿了。
There was the Lord.
有主。
And he was there already.
他已经在那儿了。
However,
但是呢，
whatever that is there needs to be intensified.
但是不管是什么已经有了，需要加强。
The Spirit was there.
那灵在那儿。
But it needs to be sevenfold intensified.
但需要七倍的加强。
And the seven churches.
那七个召会。
They were told that they have nothing more that they knew to be added to them.
七个召会主告诉他们，他们不需要再有什么新的东西。
But whatever they have, they should hold fast.
但是无论他们所有的，他们需要持守。
So I would like to talk to you about this.
今天我要特别想和弟兄姊妹交通这一点。
Everything in the Lord's recovery has been recovered.
在主的恢复里面，所有该恢复的都恢复了。
But what is the need today?
但今天的需要是什么？
The need today is to be intensified in what has been recovered.
这今天我们所需要的就是把已经恢复的要加强。
So when Brother Lee was at your age,
李弟兄在你们这个年龄的时候，
there was no life study, there was no recovered version.
没有生命读经，没有恢复本圣经。
The Bible was not opened up.
整本圣经还没有完全的打开。
There was no high peak of the divine revelation.
没有神圣启示的高峰这一系列。
And my, in the last 30 years.
你要知道过去三十年间。
How much has been recovered?
你要知道我们所恢复的是何等的广阔。
Recovery in the matter of the truth.
关于真理的恢复。
And recovery in the matter of the practice.
关于这个真理的实行的里面。
I tell you today.The shining and the revelation and the Lord's recovery.
今天在主的恢复里面，这些所有的这些都照耀出来。
No other age is like our age.
以往没有任何一个时代像今天一样。
You know, I've been in contact with Christian leaders in the past 10 years.
过去十年，我和基督教里许多的领袖都在打交道。
And when they come in, they said, "My goodness, what you have here is unprecedented."
他们都来到我们中间，他们看到的时候，他们都说。你们所有的是以往从来没有过的。
You know, they were 10 times more appreciative of our kids.
你要知道啊，他们对我们所有的珍赏，比我们自己的孩子们珍赏啊，要强10倍的。
I'm not exaggerating.
我不是在夸张的说。
So you know, this man here wrote this thing called "We Were Wrong."
你也知道有一个人写了一本杂志叫《我们错了》。
So one time about a few years ago in Shanghai,
有几年前我们在上海。
We were in the hotel lobby.
我们在这个旅馆的这个前台里面。
He said, "You guys have to change your mentality."
他告诉我们说，你们这些人，你们自己改换你的头脑和观念。
For years and years, you're always saying, "Oh, we're not the cult. We're not the cult. We're not the cult."
有很多很多年，我们一直在告诉别人说，我们不是异端，我们不是异端，我们不是异端。
He said, "Forget about that message."
他说，你们可以把这些忘掉。
There's so many more positive things that are in you, among you guys.
你们中间有这么多积极的东西。
He said in our meeting.
他坐在我们的聚会里面。
And then it was not a big meeting; it was a small meeting.
不是个大聚会，是个小聚会。
And then people were popping up like popcorns, prophesying.
弟兄姊妹像爆米花一样，一个一个站起来伸言。
Then suddenly he turned around and asked the brother, "Is this what you call prophesying?"
他突然转过来问弟兄们说，这就是你们所说的伸言吗？
He said, "Wow."
他说 ，Wow. 不是那个意思吗？
And I know this. I'm not exaggerating.
我注意到了，我并没有夸张。
These people, they were with Christian leaders speaking to pastors, hundreds of them, over and over again.
你知道这些人是给那些基督教里的领袖，数百的领袖，经常是一讲就是讲好多好多篇的。
They kept telling us, "America Christianity is dead."
他们一直在告诉我们，整个美国的基督教死了。
It's not dying, it's dead.
不是正在死，是已经死了。
There's no way to go on.
没有办法再往前了。
The only way is what you guys have.
唯一留下来的道路就是你们有的。
This New Testament church that you guys are practicing.
他说呢，你们这照着新约来实行的这个教会生活。
He said that's what the whole Christian world needs.
他说这是整个基督教世界今天所需要的。
So he was going to write books about
it. 他正要写书，关于这些东西他要写书。
And then he got opened up about this matter of life.
他突然呢又关于生命这一面，他又突然向我们敞开了。
And he said, "My, this matter of man becoming God."
他说我，哇，这个人要成为神。
This is a treasure.
他说这是宝藏。
Christians there don't know about it.
外面的基督徒根本就不认识这个。
So he's going to write a book about it.
他又要为了这一点来写书。
And he boasted himself for years that he was a truth man, Bible answer man.
他多年呢他自己自诩自己是圣经回答圣经问题的专家，他是一个特别重视真理的人。
So he made a wristwatch, wristband.
他有一个 rubber.
Wristband.
橡胶圈戴在手上
and he made engrave on it the slogan of his organization.
他的这个他的所在的组织的公司的这个上面的那个标语
and it says truth matters.
他说真理是重要的
Then he met a brother.
当他遇见我们一个弟兄
and he's not an elder, he's not a co-worker, he's nobody.
他也不是长老，也不是同工，他就是一个他。一个弟兄
Is that brother?
他说弟兄啊
You're wrong
他说你错了
Truth matters but life matters more
他说真理固然重要但生命更重要
Okay, this man who was speaking to hundreds of conferences of pastors
这一位经常向数百的这些 牧师讲道的一位
This simple word that hit him
这些简单的话语却碰到了他
So now he's going to write a book
他又要写书
and it's called Truth Matters, but Life Matters More.
书名就是真理固然重要，生命更重要。
And you know what he's going to talk about?
他要讲什么呢
？Man becoming God.
他要讲人要成为神。
Deification.
讲到神话。
Why do I mention all these to you?
我为什么要向你们讲这些呢
？I'm telling you that we're sitting on a treasure of gold.
你要知道，我们是躺在金矿上。
We're sitting on the treasure trove.
我们坐在一个盛满宝藏的箱子上。
But we don't realize it.
我们根本我们自己都没有意识到。
There are some people that came in from the denominations.
许多从公会里来的弟兄姊妹们。
And they look at the life study.
他们来翻翻我们的生命读经。
They said, "I wish I could have something like that 30 years ago."
他说，我真是巴望着三十年前我就看到这个。
And they devour and they devour and they devour it.
他们就是大口大口大口的在那吃。
And when I look at our saints.Some of those in the second generation, third generation.
当我看看我们的
弟兄姊妹们。Sorry, no offense. All right.
第二代、第三代弟兄姊妹们。
It seems like, so what?
看一眼就是，这有什么了不起的
？They don't realize that they're sitting on the treasure trove.
他没有意识到，他正坐在，躺在金矿上面。
Okay, so that's all in the second stage.
那都是在第二个时期。
那 in the third stage, what happened?
到第三个时期，发生了什么呢
？The majority of the church got degraded.
大部分的教会都堕落了。
And deviated.
都偏离了。
So now, there needs to be the overcomers being raised up.
今天需要得胜者起来。
And the overcomers, they're not there to invent new things.
这些得胜者不是起来发明新的东西。
You don't need to invent anything new.
你不需要再发明什么新的东西了。
Neither in truth.
也不仅是在真理上不需要发明了。
Nor in practice.
就是在实行上也不需要了。
It doesn't mean to say that you don't need to be renewed. You need to be renewed every day.
并不是说你不需要更新了，你每天都需要更新。
But you don't need to invent anything like Brother Lee when he started out studying the Bible.
你不需要再像李弟兄过去那些年在研究圣经的时候那样再发明什么事情了。
But you need to be intensified in the truth pursuit.
但是你需要在真理的追求上被加强。
You need to be intensified in the God-ordained way practice of the church life today.
你需要在教会生活里面在神命定之路的实行上被加强。
You need to hold fast to what you have.
你需要持守你所有的。
Lest somebody take away your crown.
免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
That means there is a possibility that somebody can take away your crown.
有可能，你如果不小心，就有人夺去你的冠冕。
So that's the message for those that are in the age of intensification.
这是对在加强时期的圣徒要讲的信息。
Okay, so a couple of years ago, I think it was in 2013.
大约二零一三年，两三年前。
And I was in Taiwan.
啊，余弟兄在台湾。
And I said, well, in the Bible, 30 years is a generation.
啊，我意识到在圣经里面三十年相当于一代人。
And the Lord's recovery has been on earth for 90 years.
主的恢复在地上大约在我们中间有九十年。
Starting from 1922.
从一九二二年开始。
So in the first 30 years,
头三十年,
it was all in China.
都是在中国。
And then the next 30 years,
下面的三十年,
it got out of China.
从中国出来。
And then in China, it got into the winter.
中国好像进入了一个寒冬一样。
And there's nothing more.
看不见什么动静。
Every move of God happens outside of China.
所有神的行动似乎都在中国以外。
And in the 50s,
到了一九五零年代
it was moving in Taiwan and in Southeast Asia.
主在台湾和东南亚有行动。
And then starting from the 60s,
从六十年代开始
it came to this country.
主的恢复来到美国。
And for the next 20 years,
接下来的二十年间
that was real initiation.
你要知道，这是主真的是做了一个奇妙的起始的工作。
The testimony of the Lord's recovery.
整个主恢复的见证。
It got established in America.
在美国生根了。
North America, South America.
北美、南美。
Then in Europe, then in Africa.
到了欧洲，到了非洲。
And by the beginning of the 80s.
到了八十年代初。
Almost every continent has the Lord's recovery.
几乎每一个大陆都有主的恢复。
Even though the number is not that big.
虽然那个数召会的数字不大
，but it spread from one little China，
但是从中国那么一个地方
，to all six continents in the world，
扩展到了六大洲。
You may say that that is a real initiation for the Lord's move outside China。
你也许会意识到，这是主为了他在中国以外的行动所开的头。
So you may say that the first 30 years。
你也许说头三十年
was the age of incarnation in China.
你可以说那是在中国有成肉体时期。
The next 30 years
接下来的三十年
was the Lord's age of incarnation outside China.
就等于主在中国以外所做的总括时期。
While in China it went into winter.
中国进入了寒冬。
Dormant.
完全停止下来了。
Completely disappear outwardly.
最起码在外面看起来什么都没有了。
And then the next 30 years,
再接下来三十年。
My goodness, then Brother Lee started talking about the dispensing of the triune God.
李弟兄开始讲神圣三一的神圣分赐。
The economy of God.
讲到神的经纶。
Oh, the Trinity.
讲到三一神。
The all-inclusive Christ.
讲到包罗万有的基督。
And then finally in the 90s, it blossomed into the...High peak of the divine revelation.
到了九十年代，这些发展成为今天我们看到的神圣启示的高峰。
I tell you, not many servants of God.
我要告诉你们，没有几个服侍主的人。
Is used by God for more than once.
被主使用超过一次。
But Brother Lee, he went through the first stage. He went through the second stage.
李弟兄却是从第一个时期到第二个时期。
Until the day he died, the Lord really opened up the truth.
一直到他离世与主同在，主真的向他把真理开启了。
While this was going on,
所有这一切正在进行的时候
，this 70-year-old man went back to Taiwan.
这个七十几岁的老人家又回到台湾去了。
And he said, "I'm going to turn the church around."
他说我要把教会翻转过来。
And I don't want the old practice.
而我不要这些旧的实行。
And no more one man speaking.
不要再一个人讲，众人听了。
I want the whole body to rise up.
我要整个身体都起来。
Oh boy, and then he released message after message.
他有一篇又一篇的释放信息。
And all these things that he's talk about were on the practice of the church life.
他所有讲的都是关于教会生活的具体事情。
And I tell you,
我告诉你们
if you read church history,
你如果读教会历史
you don't see another person that has as much light and as much practical way as what the ministry has released in the last 30 years.
你找不到另外一位像我们中间过去三十年，无论在光上、真理的光上，还是具体的实行上，有如此的看见。
And then Brother Lee passed away.
李弟兄过世了。
1997 1997 1997
1997年六月九号过世。
And then the brothers continue.
弟兄们继续。
And now we come to the end of the 20th century, and we step into the 21st century.
弟兄们来到二十世纪末，我们也进到了二十一世纪。
Now the 21st century is your century, not my century.
二十一世纪是你们的世纪，不是他的世纪。
So the 21st century is the third 30th year.
二十世纪末是第三个三十年。
The first 30 years for us overseas.
头三十年是为了他们这些在海外的人。
For us overseas, it's from the 50s to the 80s.
从五十年代到八十年代初是为这些海外的人。
And the second stage is from the 80s to now.
第二个海外第二个时期从八十年代初到现在。
Or rather to the beginning of the 20th century.
一直到二十一世纪初。
Then, what about the next 30 years?
那我要问了。要来的三十年又怎么办
？That was the title of my PowerPoint.
这就是我这一套这个投影的题目。
The coming 30 years.
要来的三十年。
Okay, now let me upon that background, let me run through some of the PowerPoint that I showed the brothers.
讲了这些背景以后，我要再给你们看。
So first of all, I have that which is what I just said.1922 to 1952 is the beginning in China.
二二年到三五二年是在中国开始。
Then 1953 to 1982 is the spread overseas. That means outside China.
五三年到八二年是在海外的开始。
While in China it went dormant. Then 1983 to 2012. That's a year when I prepared that.
八三年到二零一二年。
Then China woke up.
中国苏醒了。
And they got into the age of inclusion.
它进到了总括的时期。
It started getting into the high peak truth.
也开始进到神圣启示的高峰。
It started practicing the God of the way in the homes.
他们在家里实行神命令之路。
And they mushroomed into a million people.
突然，主就让他们人数扩增到一百万。
They had a fast catch up.
他们一个很快的赶上了海外。
Whereas overseas,
另外呢，我们在海外呢。
And I include overseas in the east and in the west.
我是包括整个西方和东方。
From 1983 to 2012.
从八三年到二零一二年。
Boy, we had a mushrooming of truth and practice.
我们也是有一个叫雨后春笋一样的往前。
So now we're in the next 30 years.
我们现在要面对又来的三十年。
From 2013 to 2042.
2013到2042。
And that's your generation.
这是你们这一代人的责任。
And so what are you going to do?
你要做什么
？What is going to happen in the next 30 years?
要来的三十年会发生什么
？Okay, next frame.
下一个。
All right. So we got through that next frame. Okay. So I have a few quotes. From Brother Ni.
这地方我引用尼弟兄几段话。
Here there is a basic principle.
我不用翻了，你们自己读好吧。
That is, if you do what God is doing in that age, then you receive the flow of the Holy Spirit. If you continue to keep to what you had before.And you want God to pay attention to what you had, What you hope for will not be, you will not receive the tide of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because the tide of the Holy Spirit always goes forward, so what was done in Jerusalem, it would become inadequate in Rome. What was done in Caesarea would become inadequate today. The advance is the advance of the flow of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the past 2,000 years of church history, the Spirit of God forever advances. After Acts chapter 28, God's Spirit continues to move on. Therefore, the book of Acts is a book without ending. Unless there is somebody who is foolish enough to think that the Holy Spirit has left the church. Actually, in every age, God raised up men. And in every age, the church is advancing.
Amen.
Always, step by step, always advancing all the way until today.
Amen.
You know, in that book, The World Situation and God's Move,
在那本书世界局势与主的行动里面,
Brother Lee quoted an American writer called A.J. Pearson.
李弟兄引用了一个基督教作家A.T.Pearson的话。
And A.J. Pearson wrote a book called The New Acts of the Apostle. New Acts of the Apostle.
他写了一本书叫新使徒行传。
And he said, what was that? What was happening in Acts?
他说使徒行传里面所讲的,所发生的,
is happening today.
今天在重新发生。
And he wrote it in the 19th century.
他是19世纪写的,
and Brother Lee quoted him.
李弟兄也用他的话,
well, I tell you, the flow of the Holy Spirit did not stop in the 19th century.
我可以告诉你们, 神的灵, 圣灵没有停留在19世纪,
and Acts of the Apostles is still going on.
Amen. 整个使徒行传还在一直地往前。
Okay, next frame.
下一个,
only those that God pleases have descended. Micah has no descendant. The mother of Solomon, she had a descendant. She had a son. What is descendant? What is to have descendant? The line of the Holy Spirit continues. That is what I mean by the flow of the Holy Spirit. The way of God today is that we always go on and advance. is the way of God going on with us, or is it going to go on with some other people? This is what I call the authority of the Holy Spirit. If we miss the second step of the Holy Spirit work, then for sure he will work through somebody else.
Amen.
So there's no tenure for being in the Lord's recovery. So he may use you today, tomorrow he's using somebody else.
That's, and
then he says, we don't have our life long enough to dictate and direct this flow. That means you can only flow with the flow. You know, your life is not long enough to direct the flow. Then it says the church is like a stepping stone in the flow of God. If the Spirit on us will use us as a stepping stone through which he passes, that will be the greatest glory for us. If he could not get through with us, then he will pick up another stone. And if he doesn't get through from among us, then the greatest loss will be ours.
Amen.
Where is the mark of the Holy Spirit today? After 10 days, we don't know where it will be. Day after day, the Holy Spirit has been disqualifying people group by group, putting them aside. Therefore, we need to be on the way of the Holy Spirit. Many people, they seem like they have been used up by the Holy Spirit. They have expired. The Holy Spirit could not get through with them anymore. So he has to start anew with somebody else. How solemn a thing that is. Next one. The service of the whole body, which is what we talked about the last 2 days, has been talked about in the last 130 years. But this way has never been taken. The recovery of the truth and to take the way of the truth is not the same. The recovery of the truth is not the same as to take the way of the truth. Now is the time for us to rise up and take the way of the whole body serving.
Amen.
Everyone is for the gospel. Our study is for the gospel. Our production, our business is for the gospel.
Amen.
The way of recovery of God in the church, and it is also manifested in another sphere.
Amen.
What is that sphere? That sphere is the world.
Amen.
We have to get this into the saints that the whole body has to rise up to coordinate to serve. Everything must be for the gospel. When the whole church rises up to serve, then the Lord's coming will be soon.
Amen.
This is not only the going out of the doctrine, this is going out of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The church moves, the Spirit has moved, and when the Spirit moves, we all say amen.
Amen.
The Spirit goes before us, and we follow the flow.
Amen.
You and my speaking, and you and my spiritual feeling, must match with the flow of the Holy Spirit today.
Amen.
That's April the 4th, 1950. Okay, next one. If we're not absolute, then after 20 or 30 years, God will raise up absolute ones.
Amen.
Whether he will get through in this generation depends on whether there will be absolute ones in this generation.
Amen.
Whether we can continue to be the believers of Acts chapter 2 in the next generation depends on how we behave in this generation.
Amen.
If we would not prostrate and fall before the Lord, it is possible that the recovery could pause among us.
Amen.
But there is also the possibility that it can break forth from among us.
Amen.
So our work today is to perfect others to do the work.
Amen.
We're not here to replace others to work. Paul was there to produce a Timothy to be his disciples, and Timothy commit the work to faithful ones.
Amen.
Then these faithful ones go out again to perfect more people.
Amen.
This is the direction of our work today.
Amen.
Today, if we continue to work in replacing others, this kind of replacement, in the end, we will have tuberculosis ourselves, and still it will not go have a way to go on. The way today is to teach the others to work.
Amen.
Only this way will be successful.
Amen.
For one man to monopolize the job is to tell every brother and sister not to do anything. This is the wrong way.
Amen.
The way of the co-workers is to lead others to work, to bring others, induce others to the work.
Amen.
Distribute the work to others so that everybody would work.
Amen.
Rise up to work. Okay, next one. I don't know if they're still. Okay. Then it says, one day we will all pass away. That was Watchman Nee in 1950. The next generation will rise up and they will bring in the next generation. We cannot continue to have only three or five serving. Today is the time when the whole church needs to rise up.
Amen.
If one day the church rises up and in everything the church, the whole church, pick it up and do it themselves, the whole church preaching the gospel, the whole church perfecting the saints, that day the church would be doing a most novel thing on the earth today.
Amen.
Please believe in my word. In the near future, such a church will happen. By then, men will see Philadelphia, the real brotherly love. So the need today is not to replace, is to produce those that can perfect others, is not to produce those that will replace others.
Amen.
So that's something that I quoted to show the sense of time and the sense of urgency in the brothers. Next one. So I'll just read some more. It says, the whole body should consider the gospel as the center and as the focus of their living. Today, the gospel is a profession. Everything else is alongside. We have to consider the gospel to be the center of our living. Our job, our profession, is just for us to have something to feed our mouth, to maintain our body so that it can live on. The purpose is for the gospel. We live on this earth for the gospel. The real gospel preaching is when the whole body preaches the gospel. The gospel preaching of three people, five people, does not count. What we need today is the universal, ubiquitous, everyone preaching the gospel.
Amen.
When the brothers and sisters, they see that the church is a body, then they would no longer be independent. The most blessed thing, which is the most comfortable thing, is when we give up everything for the gospel. Only when our money is all with God will we be the happiest person.
Amen.
Many people, they have accumulated too much, so they cannot be happy.
Amen.
If they lose a little, then they will be happy a little bit more. This is a big thing.
Amen.
Whether you have a high profession, you have a low profession, that doesn't matter. The matter is, what is our goal?
Amen.
Some, they go to work. Some, they take care of children at home. But everything must be for the gospel.
Amen.
Then Brother Nee said, I heard what Brother Witness Lee did in Chifu. And I heard what he did in Shanghai. All these are very right. But I will add one more. In consecration, it must be that everybody has a part in it.
Amen.
Everybody gave up. Gave them their all. If the brothers and sisters all give themselves, then we don't need to preach about this in the next generation anymore. By then, when a person gets saved, right away he gives everything to the Lord. Isn't that something? Okay, I think that's all. Flip to the next one. Okay. That's okay. Let me go with this. Now it's in English. Okay, this is a report that came out I think it was in 2013. And it was a forecast of the global trend till
2030.
And it was circulated among all world leaders. It's called Alternative World, and it's a compilation of the National Intelligence Council.
Uh,
So I want to show you a few quotes from there.
我要给你们引用几段。
Next frame. It says four mega trends. Okay.
四个宏观趋势，继续读。
Okay. Number one, these four mega trends. That's the trend of the whole world. Number one, personal power will rise to an unprecedented height. That means personal wealth, personal freedom, everything personal. You know. And the middle class will expand, and the poverty will decrease, and the new way of communication, power of individual will highly be enhanced. That's the first megatrend. Then the second megatrend is there will be no more hegemony. That means one power control everything. The whole world will become G0, you know, not G4, G6, G20, G0. And it will become a multi-world, a coalition of the multi-world. Then number three, humankind will become older, more urbanized, and look at that last one. A huge migration tide will be in the next 30 years. It's almost like reading the newspaper, are you? Then number four, food, water, energy, all these things will greatly, the need will greatly expand. That's the environment that they're talking about. These are the four mega trends. World Report. Now, if you look at that and you compare with today, and you open up the newspaper, what do you find? Human migration, refugees. Okay, so now I'm going to tell you something that we probably will talk about next week in the conference.
我现在要告诉你们一些，因为下个周的感恩节特会也许会交通更多。
Beginning in the last elders training.
从上一次同工长老和负责弟兄训练。
We the co-workers from the east and from the west, we have been noticing this migration of human, this Teutonic shift of human being.
无论是东方还是西方的同工们，我们都注意到世界上有许多人口的迁徙。
There, every day there's 10,000 people moving to Europe.
每天大有上万的人口移到欧洲。
For hundreds of years, nobody, we can't reach the Middle East.
就上百年很少有人能进到中东。
Now the Middle East is moving to Europe.
但是今天中东的人口开始向欧洲迁移。
And the newspaper says,
报纸上说,
it says this is not only unprecedented since the Second World War.
这不仅是从二战以来还没有先例的。
This kind of human migration is unprecedented in human history.
甚至于这是在人类历史上都少有的。
没有的。
没有的。
It never happened before.
没发生过的。
You know, in 1937,
1937年的时候,
before the European War started,
欧洲战争开始以前,
the Japanese invaded China.
日本侵略了中国。
And for the first time in Chinese history,
那是在中国历史上的第一次,
there was a mass migration of people from along the coast to inland.
有一个中国一个人口大迁徙。就是从海口这个海岸城市往内地迁移。
For China, it never experienced anything like that.
在中国从来没有经历过这样的历史，这样的行动。
And people, they were lining up along the railway.
人沿着铁路就满了人。
And then in the railway station, the children were crying for their mother, and the mother were looking for their children.
母亲找孩子。
And there were posts everywhere.If anybody see this, if anybody see this,
到处都是寻人启事。
Well, if you open up the newspaper today,
你今天打开报纸，
you know what I read?
你知道我读到什么吗？
I don't read Los Angeles Times. I read New York Times.
我不读洛杉矶时报，我读纽约时报。
And every day the New York Times. It has this human migration pictures.
每天在纽约时报上都有人口大迁徙的图片。
People walking through the railway.
人沿着铁路走。
And a long human line through the cornfield.
你可以看到人流在玉米地里行走。
That was exactly like it was in China.
这就像一九三七年在中国的情形。
Benjamin went through that era.
陈德全弟兄应该经历过那个时代。
He knows that time.
他知道那个时代。
It was a very unstable time.
那个时候是非常不稳定的一个时期。
And hotels would be 30 times more people than normally can hold.
那时候随便一个旅馆就增加三十倍的人口。
And it was at that time.
就是在那个时候。
The brother Nee decided had the burden to start a newspaper.
你要知道，倪弟兄在那个时候决定要开始一个我们中间的报纸。
And he called the newspaper the Open Door.
他给那一份杂志叫《敞开的门》。
He said, "This is time for the Open Door."
他说这是一个敞开的门的时代。
And in the opening issue,
在第一期开言里面
，he wrote an article called "Footsteps at Perilous Times." Footsteps at Perilous Times.危难时的脚踪。
他写了一篇文章叫《危难时的脚踪》。
And he said, "This is not the time for us to be refugees, to run for migration."
他说这个时候不是让我们成为难民逃跑的时候。
He said, "This is a time for us to preach the gospel."
他说这是我们传扬福音的时候。
You know, about 2 months ago,
你要知道两个月前
，some brothers just suddenly woke up.
有弟兄呢，突然醒过来了
，and realized that this is not a crisis.
突然意识到这样的大移民大迁徙不是一个危机
，this is opportunity.
乃是一个机会
，opportunity for the Lord to reach this group of people.
乃是为了主有机会能够把福音传给这一批人。
And now I tell you, both the West and the East were mobilized.
你要知道，现在东西方。都行动起来了。
And we have mobilized to do 3 things.
我们起来，行动起来，做三件事。
Number 1, to pray.
第一，祷告。
And we want all the saints in the Lord's recovery.
我们盼望主恢复里所有圣徒。
To pray about the Lord's move among this group of people.
为了主在这一批人里的行动祷告。
And then number 2, to give.
第二，要奉献财物。
To give for the Lord's move here.
为了主这次的行动奉献。
You know this mass movement of humanity, 10,000 people per day.
你要知道这样大量的人口迁徙，每天上万的人口。
So we divide up into 2 sections.
我们把它分成两个极端。
One section is those that are in transit.
有一面是那些只是路过中间经过的人。
And the brothers that are responsible for Rima.
那些在雷马。书报服侍的弟兄们
，Starting this week already，
这一周已经开始了。
They will send teams and teams 2 weeks at a time to go to these places。
他们送出去，把弟兄姊妹们两周一批的送出去到那些地方。
And they will prepare some love packages, care packages。
他们预备一些关爱心包裹。
And the care packages will contain gospel tracts。
那些包裹里，那些小包裹里面有福音单张
，plus some small care items。
有些这个一些让他们能够使用的东西。
And they said we need to do it in China。
他说我们需要在中国做这些东西。
So I said okay, so I recommended them to the saints in China。
所以他们因为这样讲，我就把他们介绍给在中国的圣徒们。
So initially they want to do 10,000 pouches。
一开始他们准备做一万个包裹。
And then eventually they want to increase that to 200,000.
结果呢，他们现在要涨到20万。
Each one of those pouch costs about $1.
那一个小包裹大约需要一个美金。
You know, when I call the brothers in China,
当我给中国的弟兄们打电话的时候
，He said, "If this is the Lord's move,"
他们说如果这是主的行动
，We want to participate in it.
我们愿意有份。
We can't go.
我们没办法去。
So we underwrite all the costs.
但是我们愿意把所有的费用都奉献。
So we have a part in this move.
我们这样的话，我们就在这个行动中有份。
So they pray.
他们祷告。
And they give.
他们奉献。
Then number 3, some go.
第三就是需要有人去。
And some they go in a two-week shift just to pass out tracts.
有的人就是每次去两周，发单张。
I tell you, my wife is here. She's a medical doctor.
我告诉你们，我姊妹，于弟兄的姊妹在这儿，她是一个医生。
And among the doctors, they're talking about.
在他们医生中间也在讲这件事情。
To go and shepherd these people.
他们盼望他们也去牧养这些人。
To render them care.
去为他们那是为他们看病。
And we have sent out a few scouting teams already.
我们已经有一些征先遣部队去了。
And their report is that these people need a lot of care.
他们的给我们的报告是这些人需要非常多的关心。
And there's an unprecedented openness for the gospel.
在这些人中间，他们对福音的敞开是不可想象的。
You know, when they're in the Middle East.
你要知道，在中东的地方。
They're not bound by their religion only. They're bound by their culture.
他们不仅是受宗教的辖制，他们也受他们的文化辖制。
And they're bound by their background.
他们受他们的背景的辖制。
Then the shake up came.
结果呢，这个把他们摇动起来了。
And when the shake up came, their hearts became open.
当他们被受到震动的时候，心被震开了。
Let me tell you this.
我要告诉弟兄姊妹们。
Throughout human history,
在人类历史上
the most open people are the shake-up people.
你要知道人心最敞开的那些人就是被震动的那些人。
You know this country is made up of immigrants.
你知道美国是个移民的国家。
So all the immigrants that first came, they're the most open people.
你要知道移民来到美国的时候是最敞开的。
After they become the second generation, the third generation, that they become settled and occupied.
你要知道当他们来到第二代、第三代的时候，他们就越来越安定，越来越定下来，最后就不动了。
You know, when they first started this country with the 13 colonies.
你要知道在这个国家刚一开始的时候有13个这个居民区。
There was almost no Catholics.
那个时候这地方没有天主教。
Well, when did the Catholic came?
什么时候天主教来了呢？
They came in with the immigrants.
他们是随着移民来的。
The Irish, the Italians, the Polish.
就是那些爱尔兰人、意大利人和波兰人。
And now the latest is the Mexican.
现在最新的来的就是墨西哥人。
They don't have to preach a gospel.
他们不需要传福音。
They just go and take care of these immigrants.
他们就去照顾这些移民。
And all these came into the Catholic Church.
而后这些被照顾的人就进到天主教里面。
So now the Catholic Church is almost as big as the Protestant Church.
你要知道，今天天主教人数就跟正教差不多。
I'm not telling you something that you don't know.
我并没有告诉你不知道的东西。
But I'm talking to you tonight from the boardroom of the Universal President.
我今天在从宇宙的总统府在向你们说话。
And what is this?
这是什么事情呢?
This means that whenever there's war, whenever there's famine, whenever there's death, there's always the gospel.
什么地方有战争、有饥荒、有死亡，什么地方福音就是敞开的。
So some years ago, people say, "Oh, pray for the peace in the Middle East."
许多年前，有些人就一直讲为中东的和平祷告。
I'm not sure they know what they're praying for.
我不相信他们知道他们在为什么祷告。
If there's peace in the Middle East, nobody would want to believe. They would stick to their old environment. You know, in the last 10 years, the unprecedented number of Chinese became believers.
你要知道，过去十年有。不计其数的大陆移民信了主。
It never happened in Chinese history.
这在中国历史上也是从来没发生过的。
Don't think that the Chinese are always open to the gospel.
你不要认为那些中国人对福音是敞开的。
When Robert Morrison he went to China to preach the gospel.
当马里逊到中国传福音的时候。
And you're found preaching the gospel, you get your head chopped off.
你如果被发现你在传福音，你的头就被砍掉。
People think that the Middle East is hard.
你如果觉得有人认为中东传福音很困难
，and that these people are brutal.
那些人很残酷。
You just go back to China 200 years ago.
你如果回到200年前的中国
，the gospel could not penetrate the like water could not penetrate through the wall.
你就那时候福音很难进到人心里面。就像水没有办法流出去一样。
Well, who could imagine that it would be like this today?
谁想到200年以后会像今天这样呢？
Wherever you walk, you see the Chinese, and it's not just in this country.
你 到处都可以看，到什么地方都可以看到。
It happens in Europe. It happens in Africa. It happens in Australia.
澳大利亚、非洲到处都是。
This is unprecedented.
这是从来没有发生过的。
And what caused that?
什么是谁做了这些事儿呢？
You know, in Revelation, there are four horses.
你要知道，在启示录有四匹马。
You have the red horse, the black horse, and the gray horse, and then the white horse.
你有这个红马、黑马、灰马。还有白马
，and the white horse always runs with those three horses.
那白马一直是和这三匹马在一同的竞赛跑。
Whenever the world gets into turmoil,
什么时候世界产生混乱的时候
，that's the golden opportunity for the gospel to spread.
这是福音传扬的黄金机会。
So some of you young people,
我可以告诉你们一些年轻的弟兄姊妹们
，maybe some of you consider,
也许你们有些人需要考量
，how should I be part of this move?That the Lord is
doing.
And maybe the Lord will get you participate in that. We're going to share more next week when we get together again in Jacksonville. But I want to apply it to another area. We talk about the Arabs in the Middle East.And I believe in the next 10 years, the Lord's recovery will break through into the Arabic language.
我相信要来的十年，主的恢复会进到阿拉伯语世界。
You know, the Arabic language is the third spoken language in the whole world.
阿拉伯语是世界上第三大语言。
Number one is Chinese.
第一是中文。
I'm talking about number of people speaking.
我是在讲说这个语言的人数。
Number two is English.
第二是英语。
Number three is Arabic.
第三是阿拉伯语。
And historically, we have broken through, the Lord's recovery has broken through into every language.
在历史上来看，主的恢复攻破了每一种语言。
Into Russian, into Spanish.
俄语、西班牙语。
But never into Arabic.
但是从来没有攻破阿拉伯语。
Well, I believe in the next 10 years.
我相信要来的十年。
The Lord's recovery will go into the Arabic language.
我相信主恢复会进到阿拉伯语世界。
And for you young people, you will see it.
我觉得你们在座的青年人会看到这件事发生。
You should go back tonight and say, Lord, here I am, use me.
你应该今天晚上回去向着主祷告说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
Well, I use another application.
我再用一个例子。
And that is, I apply to all immigrants.
这个对所有的移民都适用。
Not just the Arabic immigrants.
不光是阿拉伯语。
All immigrants are open.
所有的移民都是敞开的。
And I mentioned a little bit already in the 200 years of American history.
我稍微讲到这个美国两百多年的历史。
You know, the coming election, immigration is going to be a big issue.
你要知道，要来的美国大选。移民会成为一件大事。
Those politicians in Washington, they don't know what they're talking about.
那些在华盛顿的那些政治家，他们不知道自己在说什么。
The Lord controls the human population.
你要知道是我们的主在掌管所有人口。
And if I don't care if they want to build a wall, if they want to do anything, it's not going to stop migration into this country.
我不管他要是弄墙还是弄什么东西，但没有人能停下。像这个国家的移民
And I want you to consider
我要让你们考虑
This matter not as a minus but as a plus
不要把这个看成是一个减法
this
不要把它看成一个加法
This is not a negative factor
这不是一个消极的因素
This is a positive factor
这是一个积极的因素
You know, a few years back
有几年以前
And we say, well, we exhort the Chinese students You should preach the gospel not only to the Chinese.
我们告诉那些中国来的留学生说，你不要只给这个中国学生传福音。
You should preach the gospel to all the nations.
你要对所有的万民传福音。
You know, in the New Testament, the word Gentile.
你知道在这个新约里面这个外邦人。
Is the same as all nations.
实际上它是就是
nations
词就是所有的万民。
In other words.The apostle to the Gentiles is apostle to the nations.
你要知道是外邦人的使徒是万邦的使徒。
The blessing would come upon the Gentiles means the blessing would come upon the nations.
对外邦人的祝福就是对万邦的祝福。
So today we have to preach the gospel of all nations.
我们今天传福音是要向万邦传福音。
We should never consider this as a negative factor.
永远不要把这看成是一个消极的因素。
This is a positive factor.
这是一个积极因素。
And now I come to New York.
今天我来到纽约。
I land at JFK.
他降落在 JFK.
I said, I've never seen a place that cosmopolitan.
我从来没见过这样一个大的都市的地方。
Women in burqa.
有的女人戴着这个蒙头的。
Men in Jewish hats.
有的男人戴着这个犹太人的帽子。
You don't have a place that has as many patches of humanity as it is here.
你在任何一个别的地方也看不到像纽约这样这么这个多民族的地方。
You know what this place is ideal for?
你知道这个地方为什么是为什么吗？
The practice of the God ordained way.
是为了实行神命定之路。
I look forward to the day.
我真是盼望有看到这一天。
In the city of New York.
在纽约市。
There will be at least 10 languages. One group raising up there, one group raising up there, one group raising up there. You know, just in the church in Anaheim, we have a Vietnamese home meeting, Korean home meeting, Chinese home meeting, I believe Japanese home meeting.And now we're beginning to have Arabic home meeting.
我们现在开始有阿拉伯语家聚会。
You know what is the biggest concentration of Arabic population in America?
你知道美国最大的阿拉伯语人口的聚集地在哪吗？
Detroit and Anaheim, California.
在底特律和安纳汉。
Half a mile from the old meeting hall on Ball Road.
从我们这个 Ball Road 的那个会所半英里远。
Is what is called Little Arabia.
那地方就叫小阿拉伯。
The Palestinians, the Jordanians, the Syrians, they're all there.
巴勒斯坦人、约旦人、叙利亚人都在那儿。
Well, brothers and sisters, what is New York?
弟兄姊妹们，纽约又怎么样呢？
New York is Little Arabia, Little Vietnam, Little China, Little everything.
纽约是一个联合国。
Wouldn't you agree?
同意吧。
So what is that?
这是什么呢？
That's opportunity.
这是机会。
That is not a minus, that is a plus.
这不是减法，这是个加法。
But today is not the day of the mega church.
今天不是搞大召会的时候。
To get people to drive 2 hours to come to your mega church to hear your performance.
人要开两个小时的车来到大聚会的地方看你表演。
I heard that there are 600 substations.
我听说这纽约有648个地铁站。
We should have home meetings and district meetings in every one of those stations.
我们应该在每一个地铁站都有家聚会，都有区聚会。
That's what the brothers in Shanghai they pray about.
这是在上海召会的弟兄们所祷告的。
You know, in the early 90s,
在九十年代初。
Do you know how many saints were there in the church in Shanghai?
你知道上海有多少圣徒吗？
Less than 50.
不到五十。
Do you know how many are there today?
你知道今天有多少人呢？
They printed 6,000 copies of Holy Word for Morning Revival.
今天光晨兴圣言每次发6,000本。
That's not the number of saints that come to the Lord's table. That's the number of saints that read the Holy Word for Morning Revival.
不光是有多少人来主日聚会，
6,000
多少人在读晨兴圣言？
6,000
6,000。
You tell me how many saints there need to be in the church in New York.
你告诉我纽约市教会应该有多少圣徒。
You tell me.
你告诉我。
Let's wake up.
醒过来吧。
Young generation, let's wake up.
年轻的一代，醒过来吧。
He said he doesn't like New York City.
我说我不喜欢纽约市。
I wish I could be here in New York City.
我现在喜欢纽约。欢迎你来。
You know, in 5 or 10 years' time, if you brothers would be faithful,
如果弟兄们在座的弟兄们，我们忠信，要来这五年十年
，New York can turn out to be the strongest church in the whole United States.
纽约会成为全美国最刚强的教会。
It has the factors.
因为它有所有应该有的因素。
It's right here.
就是为什么你们在这儿。
It depends on you.
因为这要靠你们。
It depends on this generation.
靠这一代。
If this generation would rise up or not.
如果这一代带的人现在就兴起来。
I tell you something is burning in me.
我要告诉你们，我里面的一团火。
If I can't do much.
我没有办法做很多。
I die almost three times already.
我已经有三次将近死了。
I told you already.
我已经告诉你了。
But I can pray for you.
但是我为你们祷告。
And I hope you will move with the Holy Spirit.
我盼望你们能跟随圣灵水流的带领。
And if you become the stepping stone of the Holy Spirit,
如果你们成为圣灵水流的踏脚石。
And in your lifetime, the Holy Spirit will step on you once.
如果在你一生里面。圣灵在你身上踏一脚。
Your life is worth all the while.
你的人生就值了。
I know what I'm talking about.
我知道我在讲什么。
When I got married in 1979,
我七九年结婚。
I just gave myself, and then I got involved with the greatest move there was.
我把我自己奉献，参与了当时世界上最大的主的行动。
I was very happy.
我非常喜乐。
I know that the Lord stepped on me just once.
我知道，at least. 那时候就在我身上踏了一脚。
And I remember at that time I was sitting on an airplane.
我那时候我记得我坐在飞机上。
And I said, if the airplane now falls down and drown in the sea.
我那时候祷告说，主啊，如果今天飞机掉到海里。
I have no more regret because
我一点都不后悔。
I've earned enough.
我觉得我已经赚够了。
And I'm happy.
我非常喜乐。
Well. The plane didn't drown in the sea, and I still live until today. But I want to say this to the younger generation. Have the Lord's aspiration to step on you.
盼望主能在你身上踏一脚。
At least once.
最起码在你一生里面踏一次。
At least once, maybe more.
也许有许多次。
Then your life would be worth the while.
然后你的生命啊，就一生。
And you will have no regret. You know what is the biggest torment in hell?
你知道在地狱之火里面什么最痛苦吗？
It's not the sulfur. It's not the fire.
不是那些硫磺，不是那个火。
It's regret.
是后悔。
I wish that when I was on the earth, I would give myself to the Lord on time.
那地方多少人在讲他后悔。没有当初来实行主的旨意。
I almost got in.
我差一点就进去了。
The balloon was right there, and I could have seized that.
那个机会来了，但是我完全可以抓住。
But I didn't seize it.
但是我没有抓住。
And I'm now here.
现在我在这里。
That torment is greater than the torment of the fire.
我告诉你，那个的折磨比真正火的折磨还厉害。
When you have a classmate,
当你有个同学
and he made it to be successful.
他在很成功
and you said, I could have done the same.
你心里说我也可以做同样
Why didn't I do that?
但是我为什么没
Why didn't I do that? Even when the stock goes up,
甚至当股票上升的时候
and everybody else make money and you didn't
每个人
put your money in the stock,
没有赚到
and you regret.
你真是有时候后悔
That regret is.Really painful.
Oh, 那个后悔是非常痛苦的。
Don't get yourself into any regret.
不要让你自己有任何后悔。
No regret.
Amen.
不要，死而无憾。
Nicodemus,
尼哥底母
after the Lord died,
主死了以后
he got 100 pounds of ointment to anoint the Lord.
他跟约瑟带着100磅的膏圣膏。莫要和香膏去膏主耶稣。
But he missed the opportunity.
但是呢，失去机会。
The balloon was gone.
那个机会走了。
And whatever that Mary did, she seized the opportunity.
无论玛利亚那时候花了多大代价，她抓住机会了。
So tonight I'm going to challenge you.
今天晚上我要向弟兄姊妹们挑战。
Give yourself to the Lord for the next 30 years.
为了要来的三十年，把你自己奉献给主。
Give yourself to the Lord.
把你自己交给主。
Oh, I hope the Lord spoke through me tonight.
我盼望主借着我们的弟兄今天晚上向你们说话。
I don't know what my action point is.
我也不知道我该给你们交通前面该做什么。
But this is intensification.
这是加强事情。
You don't need to improve anything.
你不需要改变什么。
You don't need to invent anything.
你不需要发明什么。
what you have, hold fast.
你所有的，你当持守。
And then you will get the crown of life.
你会得着生命的冠冕。
The word of God is the word of God. It never changes. I'm not talking about my word.
主的话就是主的话，我不是在讲我的话。主的话不会改变。
In the age of intensification, what the Lord wants is overcomers.
在加强的时期，主需要得着的是得胜者。
The overcomers will produce the bride.
你要知道，得胜者可以产生心腹。
And the bride will bring in the new Jerusalem.
心腹会带进新耶路撒冷。
That's what the Lord is doing today.
这是主今天在做的。
I hope the Lord will bless you.
我盼望主祝福你们。
I think my energy is running out.
我把我的力量都倾倒出来了。
But my spirit is still burning.
但是我的灵还在焚烧。
I hope you will continue.
我盼望你们能继续。
Amen. I'll stop here.
要停下来。
Amen.
我也不知道该干什么。
弟兄姊妹们啊 ，Dear brothers and sisters, pray again.
Amen.
Pray again before the Lord. 个人有点祷告，在主面前，我花三五分钟，在主面前回应这些话。
Amen.
Response to these words, and probably we're going to open up for this for some responses tonight, and either consecration or responding to the speaking, or do whatever you want. It's the stage of intensification.
Amen.
Let's pray now, and we're going to move the microphone to the front, and you come out. There's no age limit tonight. It's a fair play for everybody. Let's pray now.
在年轻了，我年纪蛮大了，但是我今天是不是限于年轻的吧？我也把我自己，奉献给主啊，早就奉献了。我愿意圣灵的水流啊，在我这里面打一脚，让我能够，哎呦，真是完全被主得着。
啊，
我愿意把我自己去奉献。主你要什么我要把完全给你、
Amen.
就主启示我告诉我也保守我活着服侍你多活几年多服侍你几年、
Amen.
感谢主
Amen. I'm not young anymore but I'm standing here today to consecrate myself to the Lord so whenever I'm still breathing I'm consecrate myself to the Lord to serve him Amen
Declarations confirming the word.
Amen.
Amen. There's just a response in my being.
Amen.
Saints, there were three things that really struck me. Rise up.
Amen.
No regret.
Amen.
And waste yourself.
Amen.
Saints, we need to rise up.
Amen.
Corporately, we need to rise up.
Amen.
To waste ourselves.
Amen.
To really consecrate ourselves.
Amen.
To be willing. Oh, Lord, make us willing.
Amen.
Lord, to give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Lord, to waste ourselves,、
Amen.
To waste our life. Lord, our finances. Lord, we commit them to you. Lord, our home. Lord, our families.、
Yes.
Lord, our church life.、
Amen.
Our careers.、
Amen.
Everything we put aside. We just look after you.、
Yes.
Amen.
There are some saints, because of the congestion downstairs, there were not open spots, so you parked...not in a parking spot downstairs. We need you to move your car because some of the saints need to leave who are going back further distance tonight. So if your car is not parked in a parking space downstairs, but in the middle, please go to move it so that the saints can leave.
Transportation
Amen.
Yeah. 弟兄姊妹，如果你们停车停在下面，不是停在停车位上，你可能挡住别人，请你现在下去移动，因为有圣徒从远道来的，他们今天要回去，所以现在就请你们没有停在停车位上的弟兄姊妹，你们的车子现在就请你们移动，让别的车子能够出去。
Amen. My whole being is burning.
Amen.
It's really burning.
Amen.
I don't know how many years I have, but I can scream myself the next 20 years, next 30 years to the law. No regret, no retreat, no fear.
Amen.
I heard a similar message about 45 years ago when I was in high school. But today I really want to testify it again.If I don't do anything, if I don't give myself to the Lord, I will be regret. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, I give myself to you.
Amen.
Wherever you want us to go.
Amen.
There's my wife here. Lord, we go together with you.
Amen.
Lord, we know your heart desire.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, receive our consecration.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to regret.
Amen.
Lord, we want to go on with you.
Amen. Lord, we want to go on with you. Lord, here we are. Oh, Lord Jesus, make us useful tool in your hand.
Amen.
Oh, make us channel of blessing.
Amen.
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 Today is an age, an era of.Intensification, and we need to experience the sevenfold spirit、
Amen.
In us. The Lord already have his recovery. What we have to do is to hold fast what we have. Let people get our crown. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
主啊，谢谢你。
Amen.
主啊，今天晚上加强的说话。
Thank you for the intensified speaking.
主啊，我们再也坐不住。主啊，我们需要圣灵在我们身上踏过。主啊，不要落下我们每个人。主啊，我们要爱纽约，爱这里，因为这里要万人得救。主啊，谢谢你。
阿门。
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。哦，主耶稣，我们只有想往前走，不要后悔。哦，主耶稣，我们现在抓住每一个机会，每一个机会。哦，从今天，从现在开始，我把我自己奉献给你，把我的全人都交托给你，把我的家，把我的婚姻，全部都交托给你，还有我的时间，摆上时间。哦，还有我的那个财务，还有所有的信息，还有所有的 relationship 都交托给你。哦，主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，我向你奉献我所有的，都交托给你。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We confess our lack and we proclaim our willingness.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, to receive the Lord's burden.
Amen.
Be enlightened by him to see the age、
Amen.
That we're living in、
Amen.
And to see the opportunities、
Amen.
That we could seize those opportunities、
Amen.
That the Holy Spirit would make us a stepping stone in this age for his recovery.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to respond.
Amen. Amen.
I give myself to you, Lord.
Amen.
I give my family to you, Lord.
Amen.
My children to you, Lord.
Amen.
My time, our finances.
Amen.
Our living quarters.
Amen.
My attitudes, my
Amen.
Conduct, words, Lord. To just give myself to you, Lord.
Amen.
Pursue the truth, Lord.
Amen.
To participate in your, the God-ordained way, Lord.
Amen.
To learn how to be in a vital group, Lord.
Amen.
Just to respond.In whatever way you need, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, today here I am. Lord, I just want to give myself to you, Lord, for you, for the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I give myself to you.
Amen.
Lord, just use me.
Amen.
Lord, oh, gain your overcoming bride. Lord, just give my future to you. Lord, use me for your purpose. Fill me up with the other saints.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I really enjoy the consecration to God. And we want to give, we need to touch the Lord instead of in relationship. We want to be God's disciple.
Amen.
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 I really enjoy that we want to be spirit willing in a burden spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for what a treasure store we have.
Amen.
I don't want to be someone who ignores all these treasures that we have.
Right.
So I consecrate myself to you, Lord.
Amen.
Give you the next 30 years.
Amen.
Intensify me in my pursuit of the truth.
Amen.
Like to be one who holds fast to what I have.
Amen.
Pray you would step on me.
Amen.
You would use me.
Amen. Right. In the age of revelation, there is nothing new. However, whatever there is needs to be intensified.
Amen.
Lord, intensify us.
Amen. Yes.
For your move on this earth.
Amen.
We would match you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for the intensified consecration.
Amen.
We pray you bless every consecration.
Amen.
Lord, we just praise you.
Amen.
We can all be a part of your move.
Amen. Saints, how about
just
the ones who are standing now? No more coming up. Just the ones who are standing now.
主耶稣我爱你，我要赎回我的光阴。在未来的30年里，主啊，每时每刻要把我失去的都夺回来。在传福音上，在牧养上，我都要有份，都要做一个得胜者，迎接你的回来，感谢赞美主。
把我的钱也多奉献给你，把我的全家都奉献给你。弟兄姊妹，不要再上来了，因为人数很多，我们也为着控制时间的原因，所以现在就在站起来的，已经在前面的就可以了。阿门。阿门。我们把我们33小牌奉献给主。阿门。做活力牌。
我们愿意去出去传福音，成全的圣徒。我们是在哥伦比亚大学135街3333 building 的聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
Columbia Saints.
弟兄姊妹们听了这个信息，心里很有负担，想为了我们在小牌里面享受主的同时，我们也把自己的全人全部奉献给主。They
want to respond to the speaking and give themselves, especially small group, to the Lord.
Amen.
弟兄们有负担，就是主日下午在晚上的聚会之前那段时间，有人出去传福音，其他人就准备饭食，感谢主。我们愿意把自己完全奉献的给主。
They gave themselves fully to the Lord.
做主的踏脚石，愿意成为主回来的踏脚石。Amen.
To be the stepping stone for the Lord's coming back.
Amen.
哦，主啊，我们爱你，也非常感谢你在今天晚上能够加强我们的灵。哦，主啊，我们是何等的感谢你，在未来的30年是我们改变世界。Amen.
Consecrate the 30 years.
Amen.
We don't want to wait.
更新我的奉献，我要将我的全人全部的时间浇灌在你的身上，因为这不再是枉费，而是馨香的见证。我们要投进圣灵的水流。It's
a fragrant to the Lord for His move.
Amen.
是主啊，你是严肃的，主啊，我们在这里也是认真的，主啊，既然你给了我们这么多。
主啊，愿你，主啊，我们举起的手就是我们奉献的依据，求你从我们手中接过这个饼，拨开，主啊，来供应生命，主啊，主啊，很感谢赞美你，把我们摆到这个加强的时代，主啊，让我们能够欣然的奉献自己，我自己和我家必定是否耶和华，主啊，愿我们这余生的小杯，愿你来随意倾倒。
主耶稣，我爱你。主耶稣，得着我的全人。Lord,
I love you.
将我的全人全部奉献给你，将我的家奉献给你。主耶稣，使我能够越过越爱你。主啊，也得着我的服事，得着我未来的30年，让圣灵的水流从我身上踏过。
To follow the move, the flow of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. 主，我愿意奉献我未来的三十年。主啊，为了你的回来，主啊，我愿意做那个踏脚石。主啊，愿意就是在你，让你在我身上，主啊踏过。主啊，将我的家奉献给你。主啊，将我的孩子奉献给你。主啊，将我的一切都奉献给你。
Give everything to you.
Amen.
Oh, 主耶稣。主啊，我愿意和我的弟兄一起把家打开，主啊，做实际的奉献，主啊，继续加强我们对我们身边的主啊年轻人的负担，主啊，叫我们真实的做到一个四维的教会生活，主啊，新的教会在我们的生活中成为我们基督徒正常的生活，主啊，也把我们腹中的孩子交在你的手里，主啊，他属你，主啊，从祷告开始一直到他出生，主啊，他都属你，主啊，叫他以后不成为我们家中的中心，主啊。
My child will not be like the center of our family.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you for the opportunities. I'm really touched by brother saying that we have more opportunities now than ever before, but we always need opportunities to go. So now, Lord, I'm always a slow responder. Lord, be my initiative to seize the opportunity. Lord, I want to refresh my reconciliation to you. Lord, I give my my whole being, my whole family. Want to be your useful vessel. I give my my tongue, my information, my finance, my relationship to you. Lord, just make each day count. Each morning, each commute time. And working time, each evenly. Oh Lord Jesus, to be equipped fully, and to just dispensing you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, and develop the relationships everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for speaking
Amen.
To us again tonight.
Amen.
To unveil us to see you more clearly.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I just present myself to you.
Amen.
Oh, gain my consecration in our daily living.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just present myself to you.
Amen.
So that you can just gain me in my everyday, every moment.
Amen.
Oh, according to your heart's desire.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, I want to waste myself unto you.
Amen.
To be the stepping stone of the yeah. Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
For he has been, he has granted us such a wonderful marriage life for 1 year.
Amen.
And I just think this is, today is actually a perfect opportunity for us to, me and my husband, to give a fresh consecration.
Amen.
As a couple and as an open family to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we just open to you.
Amen.
Make us willing to open to you more.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to, we give you our whole marriage life.
Amen.
For the rest of our life.
Amen.
And our future children too.
Amen.
It's all yours and you have to control all of it.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we just want to give this consecration.
Amen.
To have a fruitful and loving relationship for the building of the body of the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. 我们是在Bronx 安斯坦小牌的这个团体的奉献。Amen. 感谢主。
Consecration.
Amen. 把我们放在这个地方。虽然在Bronx 在外面来看这个居住情形工作情形不是很好。但是这是一个地方，是传福音的地方。我们就成一个小班，就抓住机会。把我们的每周出去的传福音奉献给主。把我们在那地方的所有弟兄姊妹的圣养教诫，我们奉献给主。主啊，愿意你在我们身上，都能让圣灵踩过。我们都愿意做圣灵的踏脚石。
Want to be the stepping stone of the Spirit.
Amen.
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 那个，请这个我们这个团体里面的青少年人都站起来，还有家长们，请都站起来。
All the young ones, they were in the one group, and they
were
the parents and the young ones stand up.
Parents, all stand up. Please.
团体的奉献。
We'll have a group consecration.
Amen.
For the next 30 years.
Amen.
We consecrate ourselves.
Yes.
We will not live for ourselves.
Amen.
But for all Christ who
Amen.
Has risen from the dead.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Remember our consecration tonight.
Amen.
and remember of all to Christ and the church.
Amen.
We would like to say to you that as Paul said to the brothers and sisters, we would say the same thing to you. Imitate us, imitate your teacher. Imitate us as we are for Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Remember tonight. Amen. Never forget. For the next 30 years.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to gain the area in Flushing.
Amen.
Not only in Jumbang High School.
Amen.
Because you move to different colleges.
Amen.
Queens College, City College,
Amen.
St. John's,
Amen.
Stony Brook,
Amen.
Queensboro Community,
Amen.
Hunter College.
Amen.
What else? Remember all
Amen.
Thanks to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
第一次做奉献，把我自己奉献给主，把我的时间奉献给主，把我的未来奉献给主，把我的先生奉献给主，让我的先生早日成为我的弟兄，把我的女儿奉献给主，让我的女儿从小就认识主的名，爱主。
Amen. My daughter will know you. Amen. Will love you. You want pray a little bit? Pray a little bit. Then for them. I'll tell Benjamin. You pray. Yeah, I thought you were going to. Okay.
Yeah, these few days, of course, we receive a lot of help from our brother.
这几天我们从我们弟兄得着很大的帮助。
To me, the most important thing is that our brother show us there are so many opportunity for us.
最重要的一点就是我们有这么多的机会，我们可以抓住。
And we should see that today we're not in an ordinary things. Today we are in a strange environment.
今天我们不是在一个平常的时期，我们是在一个很特别的环境里面。
None of us should have attitude business as usual.
我们不应该以这个事情是照常的样子来生活。
You can see a few things is very clear.
今天有几件事情非常的清楚。
The first thing is that Satan knew his time is short.
第一件事情就
his work is he used all his attitude to want to do everything.To like frustrate us.
撒旦知道他的时间短少了，所以他尽一切的力量来拦阻。
You can see very clearly that just 5 years ago, those homosexual people, they still have the feeling that it's shameful.
在五六年前，这些同性恋的对他们的行为还有羞耻感。
But these 5 years.If they think people think it's modern, and you know the situation.
这五年来，这些情形，人还以为这是时髦，所以你们大家都清楚这个情形。
And don't think this is we have to see this is Satan's work.
我们需要看见这是撒旦的工作。
So he tried to do his best.
他尽其所能。
To do his work,
来做他的工作。
And but on the other hand, I feel that the Lord's recovery, the Lord is also doing very fast.
另外一面，在主的主的恢复里，主也是尽量的做他的工作。
I had this feeling it's because of last year's that we had this just like what we will have very soon. We will have what conference?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving conference is also one of the seven feasts.
去年就像我们今年有这个感恩节的特会，这是一年七次特会中的一个。
And I feel last year's this conference is a new beginning.
我觉得去年的感恩节特会是一个新的开始。
Because last year, this conference, our brother revealed to us the Christ in his what? Not resurrection, ascension.
去年讲到基督是一位升天的基督。
And in the past, I did not pay much attention to this.
过去我没有注意到这一点。
I thought the Christ's ascension is just something happened in the past. Thing happened.
我过去以为基督的升天就是一件事情。
And we know that Christ came to be a man, and he lived the human living, and he died for us on the cross, and he resurrected, and then he ascended.
我们知道主基督他是成为肉体，在地上有人性生活，然后呢定死复活升天。
And but last year, our brother made it clear that the Christ in his ascension is very meaningful.
去年弟兄们特别指出。基督在他的升天里，他是非常满了意义的。
And that his ascension is his inauguration.
他的升天就是他的登位。
And in Chinese is what?
登位，就位，就职，
就职，
就职，
就职典礼。You know, we will have we will pretty soon.
Presidential election.
Election.
我们不久就会有总统的选举。
You know, once a person get elected as the president, he did not right away have his authority. No.
一个人被选上当总统，他不是马上就有这个总统的权位。
He has to after inauguration, then he has all the authority.
这个就职典礼完了之后，他就有这个所有的权利了。
And so the Lord's ascension.Is what? Is his inauguration?
所以主的基督的升天乃是他的就职大典。
In other words, all the authority now is in Christ.
换句话说，所有地上天上的权，所有的权柄都在基督身上。
Therefore, in all the other books in the Bible, you never saw this before. But in the last book, they have this.Words. That is, Christ is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
在这个圣经最后一卷书，在启示录就讲到，基督呢，他是万王之王，万主之主。
And I really, I don't know how to express my feeling. I think we all have to see this in a very clear way.
我觉得我们大家都需要在这一点上看得非常的清楚。
Oh, we have to see that today's Christ.He has the authority for everything in this universe.
今天的基督他是在宇宙里面有所有的权柄。
So he is the Lord of Lords and
King of Kings. So
he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
所以基督他是万王之王，万主之主。
And this Christ.Who has all the authority today lives inside of us?
这位万王之王、万主之主有所有的权柄，他住在我们的里面。
Therefore, once I saw this, then I really feel my prayer and my going out to preach the gospel are different.
我看见这一点之后，我就知道我的出去、我的传福音是不同的。
I don't know how do you whether you have this feeling.
我不知道你们是不是有这样的感觉。
We have this kind of Christ inside of us.
我们有这样的基督在我们的里面。
So we can pray in that way.
所以我们可以这样祷告。
We can go out to preach the gospel in other way.
我们可以照着这样子出去传福音。
So I really feel that since last year, this conference, I feel it seems the Lord's recovery also go on much faster than before.
从去年的感恩节，因为这样的交通，我觉得主的恢复啊是很强的往前。
And we know, none of us know when the Lord will come back.
我们都不知道主什么时候回来。
But one thing we know.
有一件事情我们知道。
The Bible tells us that when the Gentiles number fulfilled, the Lord will come back.
圣经告诉我们，当外邦人数满足的时候，得救人数满足的时候，主就回来了。
Therefore, it's very clear that the more we preach the gospel, the more we get the people saved.The faster the Lord will come back.
所以我们越多的传福音，越多外邦人得救，主就来的日子更近了。
And now the Lord has not come back. This is our good opportunity.
现在主还没有来回来，那正是我们传福音的好机会。
And if we do not grab this opportunity, when they in the darkness, just like what our brother said, will really repent.
所以如果我们不抓住这样的机会，有一天如果我们在外面的黑暗中，我们会后悔。
And so I really pray and I also speak to myself, since we have heard all these things, we cannot let this opportunity let it go.
所以我祷告，也为我自己祷告，我们不能够，我们需要抓住机会，不让这样的机会过去。
And if you feel you are weak, you get with other saints to go out together.
如果你觉得你软弱的话呢，就跟别的圣徒们一同出去传福音。
And then, the more we preach the gospel, the more we give people saved, then the faster the Lord will come back.
所以我们越传福音，越多的人得救，主也越快的回来。
So I really hope that all of us, including I myself,We have to see that we have such good opportunity in front of us. Then hopefully we can all be in our Lord's wedding. Then we will not waste our time. May the Lord be merciful to us.
Lord, we thank you for this conference. Thank you for your speaking tonight.
Amen.
Lord, we open our whole being to you.
Amen.
For the privilege to hear this word.
Amen.
And to be in your flow.
Amen.
To be a part of your dispensational instrument.
Amen.
To be the stepping stone.
Amen.
Lord, we want to move on with you.
Amen.
Save us.
Amen.
From all the negative things.
Amen.
Ourselves.
Amen.
Oh, not willing.
Amen.
Lord, we open our whole being to you.
Amen.
Gain us.
Amen.
Every one of us.
Amen.
This is your desire.
Amen.
So we can move on with you.
Amen.
To close this age.
Amen.
To welcome you back.
Amen.Lord, we praise you tonight.
Amen.
We thank you that in your sovereignty,
yes.
you have ordained that we would be born in this age.
Right.
That we would be alive at this time.
Amen.
So close to your coming back.
Amen.
We thank you for your mercy and your grace.
Amen.
To save us.
Yes.
And to bring us into your purpose.
Amen.
Into your economy.
Yes.
Lord, how we pray desperately.
Amen.
That all of us personally.
Yes.
And all of us corporately.
Amen.
Could be used as your stepping stone.
Amen.
To build your bride.
Yes.
To bring in the next age.
Amen.
We open to you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your mercy.
Yes.
For the words that we heard this day.
Right.
We don't want to let one word fall to the ground.
Amen.
Speak in us.
Amen.
Take us on.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Saints, we've heard many words today.
今天晚上我们听见的非常丰富的话语。
Many have expressed, have responded and expressed their consecrations.
很多圣徒们都向主有这样的奉献的回应。
Many of us who did not have the opportunity still have a lot going on in our being as well.
很多弟兄姊妹虽然没有机会，但是主都在我们里面有许多的感动跟说话。
Tomorrow morning's meeting is at 10 a.m.
明天早上的聚会是十点钟。
I hope that between now and then.
我希望在明天那个时间和今天现在
there could be many personal transactions with the Lord.
我们个人在主面前有个人跟主的谈话
Either tonight
或者今天晚上,
or early tomorrow,
或者明天早晨,
maybe some would be led, following our brother's pattern this morning, to even write something to the Lord.
也许有些弟兄姊妹, 你们会照着主给你们的感觉, 在主的面前写下你们的心愿。
My life has been marked by landmark consecrations throughout all the years.
我的生命,我的生活呢,是有在主在我里面里程碑的一些记录。
The first one when I was 12 and a half years old.
第一个就是当我12岁半的时候。
The next one when I was 15.
第二个就是当我15岁的时候。
And that consecration brought me into the Lord's recovery.
15岁的奉献把我带进了主的恢复里。
Another consecration at 17.
另外一个奉献是在17岁的时候。
Another consecration when I was married at 21.
另外一个是我21岁结婚的时候的奉献。
And on and on.
还有其他的奉献。
Consecrations.
都是奉献。
And I also was helped in this way to write something.
我也得着帮助，就是把我的奉献写下来。
As a kind of contract with the Lord.
像一个跟主的一个合同。
Many of you know me as Ricky.
你们很多人知道我的名字叫做 Ricky.
But that I signed with my full name, Richard Acosta.
我签那个跟主的合同合约上面啊，是用我的全名 Richard Acosta.
Because that's my official name.
那是他这个正式文件上的名字。
Saints, I hope if you're led this way, take the time.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果主有给你这样的引导，花一点时间。
And whatever we received here.Would have long-lasting value.
这样，我们在这里所接受的就有一个持久的一个价值。
Amen. And we're not finished yet.
我们聚会还没有完全结束。
Amen. We continue tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
明天早晨，我们继续十点钟有聚会。
We'd like to remind the saints in the Brooklyn and Manhattan districts. Will we live stream Brooklyn?
在曼哈坦跟布鲁克林两个区的。
That the meetings there will go on as regularly with the Lord's table at 10, and then at 11, we will live stream the meeting here in those two district meetings.
这两个聚会，十点钟开始，先有这个薄饼聚会，到十一点，然后会有这个现场的转播，
直播。
Yeah. Then for tonight, we still need.About 15 brothers to help us to volunteer for some chair arranging.
今天晚上我们还需要十五位弟兄们帮助我们把这个椅子有重新的一些安排。
Could we have 15 brothers stand real quick?
能不能十五位弟兄们，你现在站起来
，help us
帮助我们把这个椅子有调整。
Okay, 15 brothers, we need help.
我们需要十五位的弟兄
们。3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Some more. A few more brothers. 10, 11, 12. Three more.
还有三位。
Consecrated ones.
Yeah. Amen. 13.
Stay behind.
One more.
再一位。
Amen. Thank you. Could all of you please come up to the front as soon as we dismiss?
弟兄姊妹，你这十五位请到前面来。
Okay, we have many saints here who are from New Jersey, other places. You may not be staying over, but you may still be coming to the meeting tomorrow morning.
有些从纽泽西或其他地方，你们可能呢，明天早晨，今天晚上不住这边，但是明天早上会来。
So whether you are taking hospitality or not, if you are from...Not from the church in New York City, but you will be here tomorrow. We'd like you to stand up.
如果你明天早晨你不是在纽约市平常聚会的，从外地来的，明天早上会来的，请你站起来一下。
Yeah, this is just for our arrangement for the lunchtime.
我们会安排午餐。
Yeah. Thank you.
好，谢谢。
Thank you. Okay.And there will be more coming. There'll be more coming. Okay, very good. Okay, I think that's all. We would release the parents, please, to go get your children right away.